The sounds of Tunisia's Jasmine Revolution have faded. Instead of clashing with riot police, young men and a few women gather in sidewalk cafes in the capital, Tunis, on summer evenings, drinking tea and puffing on water pipes. There are still some reminders of January 14th, the day when a massive popular uprising ousted Tunisia's longtime leader, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, like the tanks and barbed wire flanking the interior ministry on the main Habib Bourguiba Boulevard. Two trials here have already sentenced Ben Ali in absentia to a total of 50 years in prison on charges ranging from drug smuggling to embezzlement. Government efforts to extradite him from Saudi Arabia have so far failed. But today, this North African country is looking ahead to its first ever democratic elections, scheduled for October 23rd. More than 90 parties are running for a seat in the so-called Constituent Assembly, tasked to draft a new constitution and set parliamentary and presidential elections. One of them is the Tiny Popular Unity Party, or PUP, located next to a dentist office on the second floor of a shabby apartment building.
Nous sommes pour la séparation des pouvoirs, l'autonomie et l'indépendance de la justice.
Secretary General Hassine Hamami describes PUP's platform. The party favors a secular government, press freedom, and a socialist economy.
L'Assemblée constituante, quel est son rôle? Quelle est sa durée?
But Hamami says he's also worried about where Tunisia is heading. Just how much power will the new Constituent Assembly have, and how long will it last? Hamami isn't the only one with questions. University student Sami Ben Jaffer, strolling downtown with his girlfriend on a recent afternoon, says Tunisians don't know what's going on.
Il y a un manque d'information énorme sur la politique, sur les partis qui sont en train de...
Jaffer says there's a huge lack of information about the many parties and platforms, and the election is just over 3 months away. In fact, more than half of all Tunisians have no idea about any of the parties vying for a place in the assembly. That's according to a survey by local polling agency ISTIS. General Director Hosni Nemsia.
Ils s'intéressent à la politique, ils s'intéressent à la situation,
But Nemsia says ISTIS poll also shows Tunisians are interested in politics. After years of stifling one-party rule, they want to be involved in shaping the country's future. Suddenly, everybody wants a voice. In the seaside suburb of Sidi Bou Said, Tabid Graya and Talal Aleli are expressing themselves through music.
Nous, on est un groupe engagé, un chant alternatif, music. Musique contre...
Graya says their folk group, Ekola, or Flame in Arabic, sings about liberty and political injustice. Tunisia has had a political revolution, he says. Now it's time for a cultural one. The party that has captured national attention and some concern is the moderate Islamist Ennahda. Banned for 2 decades under Ben Ali, the party is now legal, with 2 gleaming new offices in Tunis. Senior members like Ziad Daouetli, who spent 14 years in prison under Ben Ali, now juggle public meetings and interviews with reporters.
Il y a l'exemple turc. Turc avec Erdogan, c'est un parti islamiste.
Daouetli says Ennahda's role model is Turkey, under the country's popular prime minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. But the role of political Islam is deepening tensions in a country that has long championed women's rights and opted for secular Western-style politics. Last week, hundreds of people demonstrated in Tunis and in the southern city of Sousse to denounce the rise of Islamism. The rallies came after members of a banned Salafist Muslim party attacked a cinema showing a movie called No God, No Master. Twenty-year-old Mahmoud Abdallawi, who works in a tourist store in Tunis's old Medina, says the one party he won't vote for in October is Ennahda.
because I hate it. They did many things bad in the beginning, from many years ago.
But many Tunisians like Ennahda, including those who aren't very religious. One of the party's biggest strengths, says Paris-based analyst Mansouria Moukefi, is that it's perceived as untarnished by the years of political corruption under Ben Ali.
Ils sont vraiment aussi modérés qu'ils le disent et qu'ils veulent respecter la démocratie et jouer...
Moukefi, Middle East and North African Program Director at the French Institute of International Relations, says whether Ennahda is as moderate as it appears remains to be seen. But democracy will give Tunisians a choice. If they don't like the party, she says, they can vote it out of power. Despite the political uncertainty and scattered pockets of fitful violence, many people here are hopeful about the future. Mokhtar Trifi, president of the Tunisian Human Rights League, believes this country is experiencing the natural growing pains of any new democracy.
Nous sortons d'une dictature féroce et que nous n'étions pas du tout habitués à la vie politique. Nous n'étions pas du tout habitués.
Trifi says after years of a ferocious dictatorship, Tunisians are getting used to political life and freewheeling debate. The dizzying array of political parties is just one way they are expressing themselves. Where is Tunisia going? Nobody seems quite sure, but all the indications, analyst Moukefi says, are pointing in the right direction. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.